USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Several top Biden administration officials arguing today that the White House-backed social spending package may be a solution to soaring inflation in the country. Brian Deese, director of the White House's National Economic Council on NBC's Meet the Press, admitted inflation is high as he touted the president's economic recovery.
Because of the actions the president has taken, we're now seeing an economic recovery that most people didn't think was possible then. Economic growth in America is outstripping any other developed country, and the unemployment rate has come down to 4.6%. That's about 2 years faster than experts projected.
Nearly 200 countries attending the COP26 climate talks in Scotland agreeing to a global climate deal on Saturday following last-minute changes pushed by China and India that watered down language about use of coal power. Deal comes after weeks of talks. USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio is looking for a co-host. Yes, you heard me correctly. Nationally syndicated radio show and popular podcast, Rockstar Radio with Billy Gerard, is looking for a co-host. In fact, two segment co-hosts. One will join Billy weekly talking about all things financial, and another for a weekly review of the national real estate and mortgage market. Co-hosting with Billy Gerard could be the move that puts your career into overdrive. For all the details and to schedule an audition with Billy, send an email to bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. Or go to rockstar.today/co-host for all the details. Rockstar Radio is looking for two expert co-hosts. It could be you. Email bill@rockstar.today or go to rockstar.today/co-host. Being on the radio with Billy will make you the expert in the field. It could take your career over the moon. Get all the audition details at rockstar.today/co-host.
A poll on midterm elections published today by ABC News and The Washington Post is the largest lead for Republicans since 1981. Poll found that if midterm elections were held now, 51% of all registered voters said they would vote Republican in their congressional districts, as opposed to 41% who say they would go with a Democrat. In a hypothetical head-to-head matchup in Iowa, former President Trump leading President Biden by 11 points, according to a new poll conducted by Selzer & Company, as well as the Des Moines Register and Mediacom. 51% of likely Iowa voters say they would support Trump in the 2024 election versus 40% saying they would back Biden. Gas prices declining ahead of the Thanksgiving weekend. National average down a penny from last week to $3.41. That's about $1.30 higher than last year. In college football, Oklahoma's upset loss at the hands of Baylor drops them back 8 spots in the AP Top 25. Alabama and Cincinnati flipping spots 2 and 3. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The former chief strategist under President Trump, Steve Bannon, expected to turn himself in and appear in court on Monday after being indicted last week by a federal grand jury on 2 counts of contempt of Congress for refusing to testify before the January 6th Select Committee investigating the Capitol riots. Trump's former chief of staff, Mark Meadows, on why he did not show up at the committee.
The partisan January 6th Select Committee is not concerned with facts, the law, or executive privilege. It only seeks a narrative to distract from the failing Biden administration. That's according to former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows on Newsmax.
And yet it's been basically their way or the highway, and so they took a very aggressive move today, and sadly, I think what most Americans are seeing this is an attempt to really keep the focus on January 6th and not on their failing Biden administration policy.
From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
A New York judge on Friday dismissed a lawsuit against the former president, and a second suit against him was dropped by the woman who filed it. A judge tossing out a suit filed by Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, seeking nearly $2 million to cover legal expenses. The other lawsuit by former Apprentice contestant Summer Zervos was dropped after she accused the former president of groping her and sued him for defamation when he denied those allegations. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.